Good morning, saints of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to New Vision for Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy, happy is he that keepeth the law. Another translation says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Where there is no direction, people cast off restraint. But we thank God that the name, we Hallelujah. Thank God that as we learn in Proverbs 29:18, as we grow in that scripture, we are holding on to the very instructions of God, the laws of God, as they are fulfilled in Christ's name. We are holding on to those very instructions so that we do not cast off restraint, so that we are held strong and held tight, girded up by the truth of the gospel that we follow to proclaim the name of Jesus in everything that we do. So we have direction. We have grace, we have favor, we have mercy because we are following. We are happy, happy to keep the laws of God, to keep the commands of God. And his number one is command. Number one command is to love thy neighbor as thyself. So if we are to show love, that's what this church is about. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the church full of love. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
So greetings to you all this morning. It's the first Sunday of October 2024. Can you believe it? October already?
Yes.
Yes. The year has almost gone through, but as the year has gone through, we know we're coming to even greater and greater blessings. We're leaving one season and stepping into a new season, and that new season is a season where we see the promises of God come forth in our life so we can walk through with a high expectancy. We're on our Freedom Sunday this morning, so looking forward to the discussion with you all. Freedom Sunday, yes, 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 Lord of God. Thank you for the opportunity. Huh? Go ahead.
No, you said Lord of God. I was just like,
thank you, Lord God. Even a power couple has to correct one another every once in a while. So Amen. I thank God for my lovely wife. Who keeps me in line. Sometimes I may get a little tongue-tied, a little twisted up, and she'll say, babe, you just said something a little crazy. And I may not have heard it, but thank God she heard it and got me straight. So thank you, woman of God, for keeping me straight.
Amen.
It's a blessing to have you beside me. And to all the married couples, it's a blessing when you can worship and praise and pray with your spouse.
Yes.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Yes. So I just want to speak into every married couple on the line that's not only going to take the time, that's on the line now, to the to the Shazzo family, to Mom and Pop Garns, to the Davises. I just speak into your marriage blessings beyond blessings. I just thank God that even though you may be facing an issue, God is walking you through that issue. Stay around like-minded people, married couples that are striving to serve God and to walk in the will of God, and see the blessings that come forth. There are promises that God has spoken over us all. We all are going to receive his abundant blessings, and it's such a blessing that we can do so with our spouse. So I just admonish you. I just pray that you will continue to pray together. You will continue to study together. You will continue to dive into the word, to dissect the word, to rightly divide the word, so it gives you revelation and discernment. And from that revelation, you get discernment for the very decisions you will face as a married couple. Because no matter if you've been married for 15, 20, 40 years, whatever the case, you will continue to face issues. And the enemy wants to tear that apart because you or your marriage is ordained by the Lord, by the Lord God. And every day the enemy is on his attack and trying to attack your health. He's trying to attack your finances, trying to attack your home. And even for those, the single people, he's always trying to attack. And we just recognize when we stay rooted and grounded in the word of God, those very things, we have the fortitude to walk through. No mountain that you'll face cannot be cast off by the simple command in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, it's Freedom Sunday. Freedom Sunday. Yes, yes, Yay. Yes. Looking forward to this conversation. So today, Just as I had the opportunity, I want to thank God first before we go on. For those listening who will go back and listen to the archive, Freedom Sunday is our opportunity to just discuss and to break down the Word of God and make it applicable to our daily lives. But we would not be able to do so in this ministry without the vision of our beloved shepherd, Apostle Etta Banks. So I just want to take the time to say thank God for the woman of God that we have that has been a lead, has been a guide, has been a friend, has been a mother, has been a prayer warrior on the behalf of this ministry and those connected to it. And for those that don't know her, those that don't know, she still prays on your behalf because she is a spiritual sniper, aiming tight. I mean, with a marksmanship focus on the enemy to tear down everything that the enemy tries or the enemy is attempting to do. So I just bless God for our beloved shepherd and ask you all those to unmute your mics and just celebrate God as well as celebrating the beloved shepherd that we have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God be the glory. God be the glory. Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord God.
Thank you, God. Well, as I said, this morning is our Freedom Sunday. And our discussion point this morning is we are in day 35 of our 40 days of awakening fast that we have partaken in with Abba's House. Yes. Abba's House and Apostle Jonathan Patterson is our covering. They have covered us and prayed over us. They have been a lead for Apostle and this entire ministry. It has been a blessing to be with them in this 40 days of awakening fast. I don't know how many of you are actually continuing through the fast, but that's part of our discussion today, just what it has done for you. But I'd like to read, I'm sorry, so I can stop talking. I'm going to ask my wife to read the scripture for today so that we can talk, because she's over here like, I want to talk to you.
All right, so Isaiah 43, the scripture for today is Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. And it says, but now, this is what the Lord your creator says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, this 40 days of awakening fast, every day has been about the protection and the grace of God and what he does and how he carries us through every day. I'm thanking God for how awesomely it was put together and organized for our prayer points and for the discussion topics and for the scriptures that matched up to even the book that was being read along with it, chapter by chapter. It's been an amazing opportunity. So for those of you who didn't go through the fast, I would just admonish you once again that you take the time to go back and look through the file, look through it. We can send it out via email again, just so you can see, even if you're not fasting, just go through those daily prayer points, devotionals. I'm sorry, through those daily devotionals, they have been an instrument of God to just help us to get through. But what I'd like to discuss today is specifically verse 2, as my wife read. The verse speaks of, when you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. And this is from the New Living Translation. When you go through the deep, the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned. The flames will not consume you. Thank God that when we're going through, we will not be overtaken.
Thank you, Jesus.
God's promise is that we will not be overtaken. I don't know what it is that you may be facing right now, but this word, as we believe and trust without doubt, we know that the word of God is the infallible. We know that the scripture is the infallible word of God. Infallible means that it cannot be wrong. There's nothing that can disprove it, nothing that can go against it. It is the final say. It has the final say. It is the truth that we can lean upon, that we can trust, that our faith can rest in. So if God says, when you go through the rivers of difficulty, so when you go through the crashing waves, when you go through whatever you're facing, whatever difficulty you face, you will not drown. You will not be overtaken. You will not sink and fall into it. You will tread lightly, will tread heavily, however, but you will tread through it and make it through to the other side. So that promise, when you think of that promise, what are you facing? And I'm asking a question to anybody. What is it that you're facing that a scripture like that tells you helps you get through? Anyone? The Davises? Thank you.
So I'll answer. So recently, there was someone who drove up to Diamond School and like they were going to jack the kids. And so that's been a thing that's happening in the city where strangers are riding up to schools and they're jacking the kids with their phones, sneakers, or whatever valuables they may have. And so we got a phone call that there was a drive-by at the school. And so drive-by, we all know what a drive-by is. And so when someone drives up to the school and starts shooting. And so one of her friends called and said it was a drive-by. And so immediately I said, that's my only child. And then my heart just sunk. And then I couldn't breathe. And so I just dropped and I just ran to the door. I ran past Ian. And so he was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And so I was like, and so that's where that scripture is applicable in a case like that. And so thank goodness Ian wasn't a nervous wreck like I was, because he was like, you know, breathe, calm down. And so we think that because we are, we're prayer warriors, that things don't affect us. And so this is a prime area where this scripture would be so applicable. That's a very current example. And I think this happened within the last 2 weeks. And so that's a very good example. Had my mind went to scripture, that would have been a great scripture for me to meditate on. But it did not go to scripture. It went to it went to fear. Fear gripped me.
Yes.
And it was just a place of fear.
And with me, when she told me, God spoke to me truly and said, she's fine. You'll be fine. Help my wife. So I said, you sure, Lord? And he was like, I'm fine with you, son. And I turned around to my wife and I hugged her and I took her strong. I didn't cry. I didn't do anything. I was like nothing ever happened, because God spoke to me truly and said, your daughter's fine. So I was telling Lee, it's fine. God got her. She was literally falling down. I was holding her up. I was like, thank you, God, for giving me strength. Because she was, her legs gave out, literally. And I was just holding her like, it's fine. Trust in God. God, trust you. Trust in God. He's speaking to you now. And she just, and I was like, breathe, baby. Just breathe. Breathe. And she went through it comfortably, and all I could hear in myself is God saying, I'm with you, like you. I'm with you, I'm with you. So I kept on telling Dom, Lee, she's fine, she's fine. And that's how it went.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Mark, Mark, can you repeat the question again? Because I had to run and answer an emergency call.
Okay, so the question was, when we think about the scripture that says, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned. And just how that scripture speaks to you, that even when you're facing something, you know, because the God, word of God is infallible, you know that you won't go through. But as Minister Lee said, even prayer warriors, the most, the strongest, most faithful mm-hmm. Christian, when they mm-hmm. face something, sometimes we lose concentration on the word of God. And mm-hmm. what happens is we forget what the scriptures promised us about our ability to get through and what God is doing. But my question was, what have you faced that that scripture would be able to settle you in? If you would have remembered that scripture, what would it have settled you and what are you facing?
Amen. Well, this week, Apostle knows I had a week when it came to my children.
God, yes.
My children. It started with Daniel on, I think, Tuesday morning. He called me and he was like, Ma, I need you to talk and talk now. Keep me. He said, I'm about to go back to Maximum because, you know, he really wanted to fight because of what was, you know, little things that were being said about him. And he was like, I need you to calm me down, calm me down. And as you all know, his hearing is on the 17th. And I had told him a while ago that any and everything is going to come up right now to, you know, get you all riled up, to try and get you sent back. I said, the most petty things are going to be written in your file, this, that, and the other. And I promise you, they were. They put in his file that he left the towel on the floor. And they wrote him up for that. They put in his file that he overslept by 5 minutes. And they said he refused to do vitals. He didn't refuse to do vitals. He overslept. Therefore, he was not able to get his vitals and weight check. What was the other thing? He didn't go to work because he felt like he had food poisoning. And he spoke to his boss and told his boss that he was not coming in. But again, a nurse that he has issues with ran and wrote in his chart that he refused to go to work. So all this was reported to the head doctor who I all told you about that's giving us problems, Dr. Johnson. And it's written in his chart. And she clearly told us when we met on Thursday that she's going to present that to the judge. Ma'am, who does not get up late? Ma'am, who does not forget a towel on the floor? Like, seriously, this is what you're doing? So he was just like distraught. And I was like, calm down. He was like, if you don't talk to me, he's like, talk fast. So immediately I had to give him the word. I had to give him the word. And I, you know, prayed for him, you know, so that was that. And then Dominique called, you know, with something that was just ridiculously crazy. And I had to, you know, talk her through that. And then my oldest daughter, Sheltie, she called me twice with issues. She called me with issues. You know, one issue that I had to help her take care of. And another issue, I literally was listening to, I was on the phone with her and she was screaming and crying because her car's brakes failed. And she's running into sidewalks and curbs and screaming at people like how you see on TV, get out of the way, move. And I'm hearing this and y'all know the anxiety that I deal with being in cars. So to hear her ramming up on sidewalks, screaming at people, screaming, mommy, mommy. And I'm just the blood of Jesus. I'm screaming Jesus. I'm like, Jesus, angels. I mean, she called me in the midst of it. And I'm screaming, you know, angels of protection and this, that, and the other. And so this week, emotionally and I guess spiritually, you know, I felt like it was just an attack. It really was an attack. And I feel like it was because what we were dealing with the fast, it was like I'm rooted and grounded. And since the devil can't get to me, he was going through, you know, using things with my children. And I felt like it was a distraction, you know, but I held on to what I knew. I held on to the word. All I could do was scream Jesus. All I can do was plead the blood of Jesus. Afterwards, my mom could tell you I broke down, but in the midst of it all, it was focused, you know, on Jesus. So that scripture would have and still is something that I could, you know, hold on to, that knowing that I will not be swallowed up, that this will not have my family. But to have all three of my children within a 4-hour span call with emergencies that were basically like life or death emergencies, like serious things, like Daniel being sent back to Max is serious. Like that is like he wouldn't have been out for the next 5 to 7 years. Like that is serious. Yep. If that girl would have crashed or hit somebody, you know what I'm saying? Her brakes feel that would, and I would have heard that. I would have been, No, you know, it was just, it was really a lot that I dealt with, you know, on this week, on Tuesday. But I can sit here today and say all is well, everyone is well. And I thank God that he didn't allow us, you know, according to that script, he didn't allow us to be swallowed up. He didn't allow us, you know, to be, you know, just whatever. I'm just thankful, you know, that scripture would have pertained. If I'd have known about that scripture, to all the incidents, you know, and everything that I dealt with. And I just truly thank God for that.
Amen.
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 Didn't that happen to Shaltice before about her breaks? Her breaks had went out before. I thought I heard her testify about that one time before that her breaks had went out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So we need to pray against the spirit of death.
Amen.
Okay. And then for the doctor that wants to keep Daniel there, the last weekend when we were talking about it, the Lord, it was almost like I could hear him say, this particular doctor is in a hospital where there are spirits, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're not covered, meaning if she's not saved, she's uncovered. Right. So all those spirits that are in there that she's dealing with are now attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. they are basically using her against Daniel. So yep. When we pray, we have to pray for her salvation and that she'll begin to hear the voice of the Lord so that whatever these spirits are doing within her would change. Like she would be able to hear the voice of the Lord and be able to not allow those spirits to use her like they're using her now. So because she's uncovered, the spirits have attached themselves and they're working in her and through her. But if she was saved, Holy Spirit would be working in her and through her. So it's good that, you know, you've never like gone back and forth with her in an argument, because she can never say, oh, you're a Christian and you act like that. So you just keep being, you know, the child of God that you know you are. Know that those spirits are using her, and it's not real, it's not personal towards Daniel per se, but we have to pray for her salvation and her healing so that she can be covered by the Lord, that those spirits won't use her anymore.
Amen.
Agreed. And I can definitely say, even in the meeting, she was the most quiet, because we prayed, we got there early and yep. we prayed against every spirit. And this yep. meeting was, she was the most quiet. She just sat there and didn't say anything until mm-hmm. the end. And, you know, she was bringing up, you know, the fact that basically she wants him to go to a group home and not, you know, be released to me. And then said that those things will be put in his chart, and nothing has been in his chart for the last 6 months. He's had no issues at all,
right.
But literally Monday night those things happened, and Daniel said he literally saw the nurse running to Dr. Johnson to tell her what had happened. And because his towel was on the floor, it caused them, you know how in jail they do a whole sweep or whatever, it caused them to do a sweep of the ward, and then so many other people got in trouble. And I'm like, are you serious? Like it was really crazy. And to hear him say, like, ma, like, seriously, I'm about to lose it. Not today, Satan. It will not happen today. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. too shall pass. You will not. You are too close to a breakthrough. This will not happen. So I had to keep speaking the word and speaking over him. And I say the same thing that you said, Minister Tabika, that, you know, that he needs to keep her covered. He needs to pray for her, even though she's a thorn, you know, in his side. You know, this is also a testing of his character and his faith. And he needs to pray for her no matter what she does or says to him. She has to mm-hmm. pray for him. I mean, he has to pray for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. All right. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Apostle, you have anything?
Well, no. I as I looked at this with the devotions and looking at the promises that God has promised to us, with us being generational to Abraham. And there are a lot of promises and blessings that have been bestowed upon us because of that divine connection. And I can just go over, and I'm not going to do it today, but, you know, over my lifetime, look at so many things when I should have been dead, or hurt violently, or committing suicide and so forth. But realizing that the Father said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He promises to be with me at all times. That just like what Danielle said when she ran up into all of that, or all that stuff was dumped on her on Tuesday, you know, that there are so many things that are coming up against us as a ministry, me as the head of the ministry, and people don't even know. Like if Dominique, if baby girl never told y'all what happened to her Tuesday, when you look at her today, you never know the state that she was in after she did what she had to do. She stood her ground. She's, you know, came up against the enemy and so forth. But like she said, afterwards, you break down. She cried. Oh my God, look at what Minister Lee, you know, when you look at this woman of God, an intercessor and so forth and so on, you know, fighting demons and so forth. But the thought of somebody doing a drive-by at the school where her child is concerned, you know, that wasn't where her head was at that time. My child, you know, and so many times we could get caught off guard. We can get caught off guard. I remember sharing with you just last week or so how I realized that, you know, the scripture says something about if it at all possible, even the very elect of God would be deceived, if it's at all possible. The first thing I have to realize about that sentence is that if it was possible. And the only reason why it's not possible for us to be deceived is because of the fact that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. We've got him, you know, we've got the angels protecting us and so forth, keeping us from being deceived. However, I realized because of something that I was going through, I realized that it's not a thing of being deceived, but I realized of being caught off guard and feeling a certain way about something that caused my heart to wax cold. You know, thank God that he did not lift his grace from me. Thank God he didn't lift his mercy from me. Thank God he didn't keep his love from me, because I got caught in a moment of weakness, And so I am grateful that as we look at this and your question about like what trials are we facing, basically, where we may need to feel God's presence. Every single thing that I do, every single day that I go through, I need to feel his presence, because God knows if I didn't, my flesh would cave in and do things and say things that are truly not admirable or representative of a woman of God or a child of God, you know? So thank God for his grace and mercy and his presence being there every single day, every single day. And the last thing I want to say, even to a question was put, a challenge of some sort was put to me this week. I thank God for the people that challenged me as far as my integrity is concerned. A lot of times when that challenge comes, you know, a lot of times when that challenge comes, people are trying their best to discredit you, you know. But little do people know that when I'm challenged in that area in any way, shape, or form, it just makes me go before the Father. It makes me go before him and say to him, Daddy, you see where I have fallen short. You see the areas that I am still weak in. You see these areas. So I am grateful, you know, for that. And so when those things happen, it makes me know that no matter how long I have been serving God, no matter how long I've studied the word, no matter how long I've taught the word or teach the word or taught the word, no matter how long I've done it, every single day, I need a refreshing in the presence of God. I need a refreshing in the anointing. I need a refresher in it because God knows that I see that I could fall short. I could fall short at any given moment, but I know that I am amongst the elect and I shall not be deceived by the enemy. And why is that? Because I do trust the word of God. I trust his word. I trust his word. So thank you for asking, beloved. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You. And thank you to all that have shared thus far. We do know that we're going to face trouble. Mm-hmm. We do know that. Like, we're not exempt from facing trouble. It's how we deal with it and how we, you know, allow God to work through it instead of us trying to tell God how to do it. We allow him to help us to work through it. And so, you know, the enemy will throw stuff our way just to sometimes, you know, say, hey, I know she's going to react negatively when this happens, you know, just like he did with Job, and he was wrong. But, you know, he's going to try us every which way to discredit us. Like you said, Apostle Banks, you know, he wants to discredit us in every moment that he can get to cause us to act differently than a child of God. He's going to try it. But the thing is, we all know that we're human. We make mistakes. You know, sometimes our flesh rises, you know, all of that we get. And there are going to be times where we may fall, may make a mistake. The thing is, you repent from those things. Mm-hmm. You ask God to check your heart even through it, and you repent from those things. And don't, I think sometimes we, because we are children of God, we try to be perfect in certain things. Like, yeah. I can't make a mistake. I just can't. And then you end up making a mistake anyway, because you're trying so hard to be perfect. But mm-hmm. when we allow God to lead and guide us, even through those troubled waters, he will show us the way that he wants us to go. He will lead us through those troubled waters. And then later on, we can say, oh, I allowed God to lead me instead of me leading me. And it ended up that he used it for my good. So Amen. that's the part that I wanted to share. Mom Gons, you have something you want to say?
Yes, I did. I really was absorbing that, the verse that you read, because of the thing that we are going through as a family right now. Here, Mark's illness is causing, it has come back. And our oldest son, David, who had always been a strength that carried us, is now ill. And Pop and I have been together for 50 years, and he's nearing 90. We're going to be celebrating his 90th birthday in a month. And his strength is gone. And I just look at this. My men are all going through things. And like Danielle, I've always been a mama bear. And I've always tried to carry on and give them strength. But now it's like I'm just burdened down and I can't move. But that verse really gave me strength, because I've been reading Isaiah and Ezekiel this week, but I didn't read that. And it really, really gave me strength, to carry on today. Man. Because I know, although we are going through, and the strength of my family, my three men, have been tested, mm-hmm. is being tested. Mm-hmm. I'm just thankful. It just lifted my spirit, so. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
And your responses are exactly why I asked the question of what are you facing? Because sometimes when we actually speak out the things that we're facing, and then we listen to the scripture that we've heard, that we read, it helps us to recognize that as we're going through that, what God is doing, that we're not going to be overcome. Because as even mom said, you know, she's still facing it. As Danielle said, you know, after it was all over, she broke down. As Minister Lee said, you know, and Minister Ian said,
Ian. Mm-hmm.
While they were going through, there was a position of fortitude, but at the same time, there's a place where you feel like, oh my God, how on earth can I go through this? But when we bring back the word of God, just like Jesus did when he was tempted, he fought Satan with the word of God. He didn't get boisterous. He didn't become, you know, reactive. He just said, but as it is written. So when we face our situations, as it is written, when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Mm-hmm. When you go through fire of oppression, you will not be burned. The flames cannot consume you. This situation that you are facing, this that you're going to face, because the word says we are accounted for sheep as the slaughter. So you are going to face issues. You are set for that. You are created to face those issues.
Mm-hmm.
But the promise of God is his fortitude that says you will not be overtaken. So because you won't be overtaken, you can still praise my name and know that speaking my name can cast those very mountains into the sea. Faith, mm-hmm. faith, faith, faith. Faith, even the size of the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest mm-hmm. seed on earth, is all you need. That little bit of faith, but it has to be consistent. It can't be faith today and break tomorrow and go to doubt and go to fear. We've got to walk in faith. Our faith will be tested. Some days we will feel weak, as Minister Lee said, as a prayer warrior, and we know that woman is a prayer warrior. But when she heard the situation, it wasn't that she gave up on her faith, but her position of doubt was, oh my God, what is happening to my baby? Now in prayer, the woman of God would be in a place that says everything is all right. But thank God for a husband that stood beside her, as I spoke about marriages, a husband that stood beside his queen and said, it will yes. be all right, because God has got yes. God spoke to him so he could speak to her to shift that doubt back into a place of faith with a proclamation that comes out and says, the word of God says, once mm-hmm. again, as it is written, yes. as it is written, you're not defeated. You're not beaten. You're not going to lose this battle. The battle may feel like you're never going to make it through, but glory be to God. The mm-hmm. promise is you will not be overtaken.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Did anybody else have anything that they wanted to share? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. All right. So I feel like God is telling me to share this. But when I begin to share it, you'll understand why I feel a little hesitant, because, you know, sometimes we're embarrassed about stuff like this. But a little while ago, we had an issue with mice. And, you know, people don't want to share because people automatically be like, oh, you got mice, you dirty, you this and that, you don't keep your house clean, which that is not the truth. Sometimes it's the people that are living next door to you. Sometimes, you know, they're just trying to get, they're hungry. They trying to find food to eat. But it was one of those things. And it's like, okay, like, Lord, like, this is too much. Like, this is entirely too much. And the Lord showed me, he showed me how to speak to the situation. And I could have just been like, you know, they're creatures, you know, they're not going to listen or whatever. But I did what God showed me. First, he showed me the reason why for some of us, they stay in our house is because of those baits that the exterminator come put in the house. So the mice are looking for something to eat, and they're eating the poison. So if they know that the poison is in your home, they're going to continue coming into your home to eat the bait. And that's why you see them so much in your house. And I was like, wow, like I never thought about that. And so I said, okay, Lord. And then I prayed. I was like, okay. And I said to Mark, I said, now, if the Lord can deliver someone from a demon, he can surely get rid of these mice. So I began to pray. I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm like, they don't belong in here. They belong outside. This is my home. They have no place in here. And I'm telling y'all, the very next day, we saw no evidence of them. We put the bait outside, and like, we have seen no evidence of them anymore. And so even in those little things, like praying in faith without doubt, knowing that God can take care of something. And I'm sharing this because it might seem like to some people, oh, you know, okay, you had mice then. No, for some people, that is a burden. That is annoying, you know, because you know you keep your house clean. You know you clean up. And just to have those annoying little creatures in your house, they are annoying. And so, you know, so I'm glad that I followed what God showed me and I prayed about it, because even in that, it gave me a different boldness and a different strength, because I'm like, okay, like God has given us the power, the authority, and the dominion to speak over our situations and different things. And we don't use it. We just don't use it. And then we sit back and wonder why so much stuff is happening when God has already said, I have given you these things. Speak to your situation without doubt. And I know sometimes it's hard to do that without doubt, because it's almost like you'll pray and then the next day something else will happen. But those things keep doing that to keep you in a place of doubt. So having the listening to what God is saying, even in the little things, he's trying to help build our faith. He's trying to help build our character. And so don't miss the little things. Don't miss the little things that he's trying to show you and walk you through, because those things are help building you up to that place where, you know, anything could rise up against you. And you know that your faith says that you're going to get through this, and you believe that, and you don't try to do anything to make it happen. You don't try to go to other people to make it happen. But when God tells you something is going to happen, your faith clings to that, and you just allow God to do what he wants to do. Let his will be done. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I don't know if you heard it, but what she said is an exact example of what we need to do in every situation. She spoke about us having mice in the house and the dominion that God says we have to speak into a situation. Mm-hmm. But when you're facing demons attacking your family, attacking your finances, that same strength is yours. That same strength is yours to speak to that situation with faith, a boldness that says, this will not happen. Enemy, you have to flee. You have to remove yourself from my family. You can't touch my family. You can't touch my finances. You can't touch my house. You can't touch my body. You are not welcome here. And that same authority that she spoke to the situation of mice, we're able to speak to every situation in our lives. But because we have doubt that tomorrow we'll see it come up again, we don't even try it today. We'll walk by and say, oh, well, I'll just deal with it. But you know what? Complacency is not God's promise. We're not supposed to be complacent in our suffering. We're supposed to speak to our suffering and tell it how big our God is, so that it has to back away, so that we don't have to go through our suffering. And even when we do suffer, as we are accounted for sheep as a slaughter, even when we do suffer, the fortitude, the boldness to go into that suffering is different. So you're not overwhelmed. You're not consumed. You're not burned up. You're not drowning in it. But you are proclaiming, I will not drown. I will not be consumed. I will not be burned. You're going to go through your situation and proclaim the word of God says, as it is written, just as Christ did, as it is written, the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When it talks about demons, it says, some of these, even Christ said, these type are cast out only by prayer and by fasting. What are we in right now? Fasting, consecration. This is the time where you are supposed to be being built up spiritually. And I pray that when we go into our normal fast for the year, that we approach it in a different manner than we ever have. Some of us have gone into the fast in such a legalistic way that we've only thought about what we're eating and what we're not eating, and trying to follow a regimen that says, don't eat this for this day, don't eat this for this day. And of course, in the Daniel fast, we are, but the whole idea is to decrease your flesh, is to take control of your flesh, the fleshly desires, the things that flesh want. You put those things under subjection so that you can be in control, so that spiritually you won't fall to those same temptations that the enemy tried to throw at Satan. You don't need to worry about what you're going to eat. You don't need to worry about those things, because God says, as it is written, that you will not be consumed. You will be an overcomer. You are victorious. We should be in a place that we proclaim the word of God in everything that we face. Never again should we walk in a place where we face something and say, oh God, I'm not sure. Or God, why am I going through this? You're not going through a situation that you're not already victorious over. So proclaim your victory and walk through it. Minister Sabrina, you have something to say?
Amen. Hey, everybody.
Hi, baby.
I'm sitting over here wrestling. I'm wrestling hard. I thank God for the word of God that came, because it's really resonating within me. I'm sorry I can't be on camera right now. I think for me, it was, and why I'm choosing to speak now is because I am a strong believer that not enough people in the kingdom share enough about hardships of marriages when they're going through their struggles, to help those who went going through, to help you through. And so I have found myself in a state of feeling overwhelmed. With the emotions and feelings that can come within a marriage when you don't have your mind on the Father. I've been kind of like in the state of I have not forgotten that I walk in the power and the authority and I have dominion over the enemy. I've forgotten none of that. And I believe all of that, but I was just in the state of being exhausted and not wanting to be the one to have to do it, and kind of like the ball is in your court, you do it. And I had been waiting. No, I know I could have changed things by doing what I knew to do, but I felt like I had a point to prove, and it got me nowhere but with exhaustion and being overwhelmed. And within the last 2 weeks, I think about 2 weeks ago or so, I had a conversation with Brother Mark, and that put me in a state of openness. And I have really, within the last 2 weeks or so, been really pressing into God more and more, and reminding myself of the purposes of marriage, and reminding myself of the word that he gave me over my marriage, and why, you know, attacks can feel like, why the attacks exist, point blank period, why the attacks exist. So I thank God for the conversation that I had for him to put me in a state of openness. And I thank God that I was able to be online today to hear the scripture that has come forward, because it's another reminder of my position It's another reminder of I don't have to be in this feeling like this by myself, but I know I have God to lean and trust on and in. And to really get my mind off of what I see in the natural and to really tap back into that spiritual realm. So I thank God for the word that you brought forth. It really has done some, it's really done something for me this morning.
Amen.
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 We're definitely so happy that you took the time to join. For all of you, we're so happy that you took the time to join. And to God be the glory that this scripture spoke to you today. And I pray that as you continue to go through scriptures like this, and the word of God will just resonate and do something that you find in your heart a place to apply it and utilize it for your strengthening, because that's what it's there for. I mean, literally, this is a book. This is a book of strengthening. It's not a place of weakness. It's not a place of, this is the resolution to your very situation that you're going to face. The word tells you we are going to face things, but this is what you need to go through those things. This tells you how to face the issues, how to deal with the marriage, how to deal with your situations, how to deal with your finances. Like, there's every story, every word in this book gives you the direction that God has ordained and set for us to receive. But we sometimes pick up every other book or every other thing around us, and that becomes our drive. That becomes our direction. We need to be on bended knee and go back to this as our manual for life. When this becomes your manual for life, life becomes what God has ordained it to be. You walk in a place where no matter what you face, and I'm just thinking, God, I've said that, I mean, literally that word has just been bouncing off, coming out off my tongue the entire time. It's just having fortitude to go through the situation. Because like my mom said, I'm going through some illnesses right now. And I'm thanking God for words like this that says, I will not drown. I will not be consumed in the fire. Because, you know, it's easy to just accept. Oh, well, this is my situation. I'll just rest in it. I'll be complacent with it. I'm not going to be the overcomer. This is just what you have me to go through. No, 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 no. God has you to walk through the situations so we can testify of his greatness to bring us through, not his greatness to leave us in it. Amen.
Amen. May I say something? Yes, baby.
Of course.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Something that just hit me. And, you know, we're not supposed to think the way the world thinks and respond to things the way the world responds. And what just touched me, and I know I've said this, you know, before, years ago, whatever the case may be. When we get attacked with these trials and tribulations, you know how the word tells us, lean not upon our own understanding about things, okay? And you just mentioned, you know, like, we don't understand why we're doing it or why we have to go through, but we have to go through because the word says we're going to go through and we're going to come out victorious. Just the way the word says we're going to go through, the word says we're going to be victorious in it. And just, and with that in mind, we're also supposed to testify about the goodness of God and how great he is, because he did bring us through these things. One of the things I used to do that I know helped me a lot, when I found myself facing trials and tribulations, instead of giving into the power of that situation, the power of what it could do if it took me out, I began to thank God that he trusted me enough. And those of you that have been counseled by me know that I tell you that he trusted you enough that even though Satan attacked you in the manner that he did, he trusted you enough to talk about him in the situation and after you came through the situation. And when you think about that, God trust me in this, like that right there, like, does something to your spirit. That right there does something to your heart. You know, like, who am I that he would trust me to carry this load? But he knows if he's trusting me to carry it, that he knows that I'm going to come through. He knows. Mm-hmm. And no matter what that outcome looks like, hang on to, we know that all things work together for your good, for those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Baby, all our trials and tribulations got purpose in them, every single one of them. Praise be unto God. And to think that, hey, if you lived through it physically, it worked out for your good. If you didn't live through it physically, guess what? It worked out for your good. You can't go wrong with God. You just cannot go wrong with God. So as we cry our tears of remorse and those things that are happening to us, let us also remember that the tears of sadness can turn into tears of joy as we recognize who God is in our lives and know that you are so precious in the eyes of God that he is trusting you to carry his word. When I look at each one of you, you are special people. You are special people. You know that God said, yep, I'm going to let the Garns talk about me. Yep, I'm going to let the Davises talk about me. And DeShazzo, you with any marital problem, oh, yeah, I'm going to let you. Girl, you're going to tell them how great I am. Erica, with the illness of her son and so forth, excuse me. Oh, she's going to talk about me. She's going to tell somebody. Other people with other concerns and so forth, you're going to tell. God has given all of us a great testimony. And in this, again, in this, I say, you know, that as we're walking through these trials and tribulations, remember, Abba trusted me, and I am going to make him proud of me. I'm going to make him proud of me. And then you go forth your day with a totally different attitude with it. And that's all I want to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, to God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me just pray for you real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for Mom and Pop Garns. I thank you, Father, after 50 years of marriage, Lord God, the commitment and the covenant still remains strong, Father God, that no matter what they have faced over these years, they were determined to keep their vows. And I thank you, because marriage is not a contract, it is a covenant, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as Pop is reaching 90 years of age, Father, Lord, you've taken him through, you've brought him out, you've let it be back in, you've brought him out, God, but you have never failed this man. You have never let him down. And he may be failing and weak in his flesh, Lord God, but Lord God, it is in our weakness that you become strong. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that there is a strength found in this 90-year-old man, Lord God, that wasn't found in him when he was 80 years old. I decree and declare, Lord God, that with his wife, Father God, there shall be an everlasting joy, Lord God, for the time that she has spent serving you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that as she honors her husband, that she is showing that she honors you. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against this woman of God and this man of God shall prosper in the name of Jesus. They should walk through this, Lord God, through those waters and not get wet. They should walk through the fires and not smell like smoke. They won't be burnt, oh Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, when people even look at them, they'll say, how in the world did you make it through? And you are still smiling because people are watching. People know some of the stuff that you're going through. But I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you shall walk out the promises of God. You shall walk them out until your dying day. You shall walk them out. And while you are alive, while you are walking, continue to declare the word of the Lord. Continue to declare it in the name of Jesus and know that he is faithful and he is just. And his answer to your prayers are yea and amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you all for joining in the conversation this morning as we looked at Isaiah 43:1-2. I'm going to read the scripture one more time before my wife closes out in prayer, and then we will go into our communion. So for those of you who do not already have your elements, I would just go ahead and grab those, and we'll pray out of this conversation and go directly into our communion for this morning. And the word says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you, O Israel. The one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through the deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." Thank you, thank you, thank you, oh precious and awesome Father. As we come before you, Lord God, we do so as humbly as we know how to give you praise, glory, and honor, because you are King, because you are El Shaddai, Lord God. You are Elohim, you are Adonai, Lord God. You are Jehovah, Lord God, and we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for all that you do, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you do, Lord God, here on earth, Lord God, on our behalf each and every day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will is being done in our lives as we continue through this time of consecration, Lord God, for those that have, Lord God, those that will, Lord God. We just thank you that by prayer and fasting, Lord God, we present ourselves as righteous, sanctified people to you, Lord God, with the desire, Lord God, to serve you, Lord God, to represent you, to represent you, Lord God. So thank you, Lord God, for this word that you would speak into us, Lord God, that no matter what we face, we know that we will not drown in it, Lord God. No matter what we are oppressed by, Lord God, we know the flames will not burn us or consume us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise, Lord God, for our marriages, Lord God. We give you praise for our households, Lord God. We give you praise for our ministry, Lord God. We're thanking you, Lord God, that even as we face, even as some may call us the church without walls, Lord God, even though we don't have a building, Lord God, we're thanking you that collectively we come together to give you praise, Lord God. And as we have learned and speak all the time, Lord God, there is no praise like the praise that comes out of the little church from the basement, the little new vision, Lord God, the international ministry, Lord God. So I thank you for this ministry, Lord God. I thank you for our shepherd, Lord God, who has served for 22 years, Lord God, in a pastoral capacity, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for her dedication, Lord God. I thank you that you are continually pouring out and pouring into her, Lord God, that the circle of blessings would be continued through us all, Lord God, that as we receive, Lord God, we're not receiving to stack it into a storehouse for ourselves, but we are receiving, Lord God, to be a blessing to another, Lord God, that the words that we receive, that the teaching that we get, Lord God, that we would share it, Lord God, so another life, Lord God, another soul would be taken back from the enemy, Lord God. So we thank you for today. We thank you for the discussion. We thank you, Lord God, for your light, for our life in you, Lord God. We thank you for what we face, Lord God. So no matter what we face, Lord God, we know that we have not faced it alone. We will never face it alone, because you have not forgotten us, nor will you forsake us. So we bless you, we honor you, and we praise you, and we pray to the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.